Leave us!
My advisors think me a fool to let you live. Soft and weak. If only they knew how much a fool I truly was when it came to you. They've strung you up for my pleasure. They believe me so simple, as if I should wish to take you, as I would a helpless whore. No sense of subtlety, no finesse. Perhaps they doubt my strength. They think me too tired, too weak to hold you in place. They doubt I can tame you. Perhaps in their warped way, they wish to protect you from me instead. They don't trust my arms around you quite yet. I suppose, having waited as long as I have, a lesser man would be only too eager to deal out cutting blows. These years, however, have taught me to be a patient man. My brother certainly never was. Impulsive thing. Even when we were young, so eager was he for this war. More eager than for the revenge against what they had done to our father when we were but boys, forced to become men. Being driven from your home, forced to depend on the protection of others, to lose everything you hold dear. It does things to awaken the darkest demons, and even the happiest of men. I have always been composed. That said, do not believe I will be soft when it comes to you. While your passing would indeed be a pity, it would take no effort on my part. I have played the role of death well before, happily so. As I did when I slaughtered every one of the usurpers to my brother's throne all those years ago. I did so again when I killed those who stood in my way to get to you. Look at me. Let me see the face that launched 1,000 ships and brought Troy to its untimely end. Oh, there is that ire, that spite. The same from the moment I met you. The same outrage from when I kissed you to seal this cursed union. That kiss, such supple and viperous lips. Do you recall what I did to you on those steps when you bit me? I suppose from that glare you do. So many years and still not forgiven. A girl touched by gods, stolen so many times before, and no one ever corrected your insolence. No wonder you were so untamed. My only regret was not using a firmer hand. Oh, to inspire such distaste fills me with delight. A true vision, absolutely exquisite. Tell me, sweet girl, is this all for me? I gave you no leave to speak. Close that insolent gape of your mouth. Understand, I will suffer none of your games. Despite what you may think, I would never have touched you before you were ready. Were you my ideal match? No, not in the least. Not that there weren't advantages, of course, but what use would I have for a girl with no knowledge of the world and even less of herself? The one that made me the envy of every man who wished my early demise, or for the chance to fuck this perfect cunt. Much more trouble than she was worth. But when you bit me, that look in your eyes, that fire, that rage. Oh, I wanted to ruin you. To break you. I thought I would have to be soft. I would have wooed you. Ravished you. A simple enough task for a simple girl. Had you given me the chance, I would have given you the world. I would have worshipped you as a proper husband must his queen. I almost thought myself in love once, like a schoolboy. You infused my heart with new hopes. How foolish I was to believe such beauty could love such a beast. Oh, no. I see from that insolent boy your unkempt lover, as impulsive and inept as you. Your eyes indeed had room for nothing, less than hollow beauty, and that was all you displayed. Was it my withered face that made you look elsewhere? A mind tired from life yet full of knowledge I would have gladly shared. My coarse beard kept but too harsh against those tender lips. My chest and neck marred with battle scars. Was it the thought of running your soft hands over them too much to bear? Was it the fear of these calloused hands touching that delicate flesh? Even when these same hands could have kneaded you with pleasure you only dare dream of. Instead, you wanted an inexperienced youth, who in turn wanted nothing more than to claim you, like a dog who ruts a bitch in heat. I thought you clever once. But all it took was a pretty face and pretty words to sway you. Tell me, pet, was he everything you wished for? He was such a disappointment as an opponent. I highly doubt it. Such a pitiful death he gave. And then you had the gall to beg me to join him. Oh, no, my sweet. You will not escape me so easily. Even now you deny me as your lord and master. And that is something that must indeed be remedied. The songs will echo that by the grace of your beauty I have let you live for so long. They will be wrong. Yes, your beauty is indeed great. Your striking face, rosy cheeks, red lips, wide hips, perky breasts, legs that shame even the goddess of love. But perfection is so terribly overrated. Possession, however, little girl, is my true motivation. When you've lost everything, you'll learn to treasure what has been given and to punish those who would take and use what was yours. 10 years, my dear. 10 long and lonely years. And I expect you to pay for each one. Don't worry, pet. I would not break you. Yet. First you must learn. Let's get you out of these chains. Beloved, such a tender, fragile thing you are. Far too fragile, some might say, for what I have planned. But then again, they don't know you as I do. Look at me. You thought it was funny, did you? To make me worry after you. You saw it fitting to put my blood to boil, to sow jealousy in an already broken heart, and all I had ever done has and always will be in your favor. Are you so desperate for attention that you would put yourself at risk for such a foolish thing as pride? Do not provoke me, wicked girl. I will not give ear to your excuses. You have gone too far this time, and I want no word from those traitorous lips until you have repented. Do I make myself clear? Good. Now, take off your clothes. Hesitation? Seems I've been too lenient. Every minute you tarry, even but a moment's pause, will be an extra lashing, my dear. Make no mistake, you have already many on the scale. That's better. Such sweet breasts, so soft and tender. How they swell under their master's touch. Such a good girl. You may be slow to learn, but your body knows to whom it belongs. Oh, aching for her master already, are we? I don't even have to touch that cunt. You're already wet, aren't you? Perhaps your lover was more inept in his duties than I gave him credit for. Do not make me repeat myself. Are you so eager for me to silence that delicate mouth? Must I gag you as well? Two more lashings. Do not argue with me, or next time it'll be five. Not another word. I've been generous with you. I'm wrong. You obviously do not appreciate me when I am kind. It's clear to me you need me to be cruel. On your knees. Kneel before your king, whore. Oh, you spit on me. Oh, you do want it rough then. Fine. A punishment atop the one you've already earned. On your fucking knees. Oh, trembling, are we? Perhaps my efforts are not in vain. Now stay still. Good. Head down, arms out. Spread your knees. Close your eyes and stay there still. Good girl. Now for this, you have to concentrate. I said, stay still. Well, that groan was delicious, my dear. That was just a warm-up. This will not be pleasant. Did I say you could move? No. I'm not done. Those cheeks are still much too pale. I believe this cane will suit our purposes nicely, don't you agree? No. I suppose you wouldn't. Funnily enough, it was given to me by your father as a wedding present. Every great leader should have one, he said. Not that I've had the occasion to use it before. It is an appropriate way to start over, don't you think? Oh, don't cry. This will hurt, yes, but if you're a good girl, stop that. Pet, for this I strongly suggest you do not move. You may scream if you must, but if you move, it'll be more painful than this needs to be. And as I said, I do take care of what's mine. One for each year you made me wait. Hold still. If you move again, we will start over. You were the one who provoked me. We might have finished this by now, had you not. And now, the two more you earned. That's a dear. Come here. Sit here on my lap. There. Let me caress and soothe those plump red cheeks. How lovely you are. Let me wipe those tears. I am proud of you. No, this is not yet over. I still have to claim what is mine. You are mine. The sooner you get that through that pretty head, the more pleasurable this will be. Besides, despite your protest, your slick wet cunt makes me think you've enjoyed that little punishment. You did, didn't you? I would advise you not to lie. I can be a generous lover when given the chance. Unfortunately, you've yet to earn such privileges. Go. Stand against the wall, facing me, legs spread. Eyes forward. And stay still. Good girl. Now, look straight ahead. These breasts, so sweet to taste. So eager, despite your fear. Oh, that little moan was precious. What siren song would you give me if I were to claim you with my tongue? Let me squeeze those tender cheeks and kneel before you. Such darling calves. Does that feel good? No need to answer. I can see your thighs glistening. Shall I soothe that ache here between your legs? What am I doing? Oh, did that brainless oaf never once please you this way? Oh, my dear, you make me almost rethink my cruelty. The great pleasures you've missed out on for not being properly worshipped as the goddess you are. For whom, other than the goddess, could bring a king to his knees? Now, relax. I said, relax. You squirm so beautifully, my dear. Your song of moans so sweet. Do you feel the nectar dripping from your thorns? Do you feel the tightening of your breasts? Yeah, your breath comes out in pants, as if you will to forget how. Feel that heat building inside, making you feel as if you were going to melt. Sadly, I'm afraid. This is not for your pleasure. It's for mine. Please what, my dear? Continue. But of course, anything for my queen. Oh, that sweet bud is so red and tender. What if I were to pinch it like this? Oh, what symphony. Still your hips or I will chain them down. Hands against the wall. You shall not tug on my hair. You cannot force my hand. For that we will take longer. Ah, quiet. You'll only get release when you accept me as your master. Beg for me. Let me claim you. Or we can continue this all night long, if you prefer. Oh, as you wish, my dear one. Come taste yourself as I kiss that pout away. Such sweet nectar, is it not? Back against the wall and close your eyes. Open them. Look at me. All of me. These scars which brand my body as a testament to the trials I've faced. These weathered lines across my face from years of searching. This is my worried brow. My eyes that burn just for you. Feel me, my love. Feel how hard I am as this thickened cock brushes against those wet, hot folds so eager to be filled. Shush. Shush. Steady those hips. Soon. I want you to see this cock that will have none but you. What you have done to me, Enchantress. Do you not see what power you hold? How my heart thrums as laid in its entirety at your feet. Good. Now, to make sure you don't move, I'll be holding your wrists down. That's a girl. Relax. Look into my eyes and do not stray. How wet you are. So ready to burst. Let me show you so much time wasted when you could have had this all along. That's it, sweet girl. That's it. Come for me. Let me see the stars in your eyes. Come for me. Come with me. Come with me. Come with me. Come with me. Yes, my queen. All is forgiven. That is a way to our chamber.